Hi, this is Dr. Bradley Pinhead from the Hellraiser movies, and you are listening to Underground Horror Radio, and you'd better keep listening or I will tear your soul apart.
And welcome to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com. It is your host, Nicole Velakis Jordan, author. And with me, as always, is my partner in all things, Justin McPutchels.
Yep. That's all I got.
So eloquent.
I don't have to do shit now.
Yeah, so eloquent. Yeah.
Yeah, welcome to the Geek Block.
Yep.
Yep.
We will be followed by...
Chorbo and El Bandito's Power Hour of Love. Well, a repeat of last week's.
Yeah.
But it talks about, you know, Morbid movies, Jaws 2 and all that. So it's good.
Yeah.
And they gave me a nice send-off for Not For Air. So that was nice of those guys.
Yeah. So, you heard Doug Bradley there at the beginning, and that is rather auspicious since we recorded that at Spooky Empire a couple of years ago, and now he is going to be at Spooky Empire again this year,
Was it not last year, but the year before, right?
Last time,
at the Doubletree?
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
Yes.
I believe with the robot suit, Glenn.
Yeah.
He was there?
Yeah.
That was that year. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Good year.
Yeah.
So that's going to be awesome.
Yeah. So he's going to be back this year. Mm. And
all the
also,
big names are for horror, yeah.
Also, the other Cenobites, the other main Cenobites, Chatterer, Nicholas Berman Vince, Butterball, Simon Bamford, and Barbie Wilde, who is the female Cenobite from part two.
Yeah. Not the now, is she supposed to be playing the one from part one though?
It was the same one.
Same makeup.
Yeah, it was the same one, but she's the one from part two.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't the same woman in part two.
They couldn't get the wonder what happened. But everybody else was the same in part two.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They're both good. You know, part two has its problems, like you said, but that is one of the last good ones really, besides like four.
Yeah.
Actually, 1, 2, and 4 were pretty.
Mm-hmm. The second one, though, I do like when you get to see that they were who they were before they were Cenobites. So
yeah.
That was kind of good.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Well, that one was written by Clive, too, right?
No, actually, he didn't write that one.
Oh. But it's based on his stuff.
I think Pete, his friend Pete Rose. No, I can't remember his last name. Mm. I am so bad. Oh, my God, it's terrible. He wrote a lot of his. Actually.
You know, it would be a good for Spooky.
What?
A Nightbreed reunion.
Oh, yeah. They could get that to happen.
That'd be awesome. But yeah, no, as far as Clive's other work goes for Hellraiser, Hellraiser 2 was awesome.
Yes.
And it's really cool because you really don't get to see them. I mean, we've never seen them here.
Mm-hmm.
I know over in England and Ireland, they do Barbie Wilde's been over there. Quite a bit. They live over there, right?
That's where they're from.
So they go to the convention because I think there was a women in horror panel. Jessica Cameron was in it.
Yes.
And Barbie Wilde.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Barbie Wilde's friends with the Soskas.
Yes. And she's also an author in her own right.
She's written
some books and some short stories. Nicholas Vince is the Chatterer, who's my favorite Cenobite. He actually is my favorite Cenobite. I love Pinhead, but Chatterer was always my favorite.
Very good.
And Nicholas Vince is awesome. He's a really sweet man. And
isn't he like a radio DJ?
He does his own podcast. Yeah, he has a radio show. And
I could just talk to him about that.
It's called Chattering with Nicholas Vince.
And it's over in the UK, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And yeah, he has the Suskas on all the time. Barbie's on there with him. Simon Bamford's on there with him.
Very good.
Simon Bamford also played Peter Vincent for the documentary for You're So Cool, Brewster.
He played Peter Vincent. How did he do that?
They made him up to look like Roddy McDowall as Peter Vincent with the outfit and the
hair
and
cool.
everything. Yeah. So that was kind of cool, yeah. So I can't wait. I can't wait to meet them in person. We've talked on Facebook and stuff, so I'm really excited.
That'll be good. I mean, we've hung out with Doug Bradley before. He was super cool.
And Simon Bamford was actually in Nightbreed as well.
Which one was he?
He was the little scared skinny guy with the birds around his head.
The punk-looking guy that had the little dolls or puppies
the
or
dog.
Whatever? The dog. That was him?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Little skinny guy with, like, the bird heads around his neck.
That'll be him.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And yeah. He was Butterball?
Yes.
So they had him, like, in a big fat
suit? Oh, my God, yeah.
I was going to say.
And actually, if you look them up on Facebook, Barbie especially, it's WILDE. If you can find her on Facebook, she's been posting some old on-set during the makeup portion of the filming where they were getting made up and stuff. She's posted some really cool pictures of them from when they were getting made up. So
was she just in two or did she do any other ones?
I think she was only in two for Hellraiser.
Oh yeah, because they're technically, I guess they went human or whatever at the end there. And
yeah, and then the third one was a new set.
Well, the new one was a new set, and the evil pinhead demon part mm-hmm. was stuck in that pillar and whatever. Okay. Yeah. So that's cool. Yeah, they're going to be at Spooky Empire, mm-hmm. Which is October 7th through 9th at mm-hmm. the Orange County Convention Center in Orlando, mm-hmm. Which is good. Mm-hmm. It's early this year. Which is kind of cool. You can get the rest of the month to kind of plan mm-hmm. and go trick-or-treating.
They are accepting submissions for the Spooky Empire Horror Film Festival.
Yes.
And you need to get it in if you're interested in submitting for it. You need to get it in by Sunday, the 21st.
Yeah. And there's been different versions every year. But last year was done by Crypt TV and Fear House as well. And Blair Bathory. So this year will be again. So that's really awesome.
Yeah, Bathory's hosting it. Yeah, Bathory
does an awesome job. And they have a lot of cool movies through there and stuff. I know they showed Chomp mm-hmm. before at Spooky, which we saw over at Shock Pop.
Yes.
Which that's just crazy how this is all kind of going back to Shock Pop yes. with Green Jello and everything yeah. else. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But no, this is the next big one is Spooky. So mm-hmm. Super excited. You know, again, they got a whole bunch of people. You know, real quick, Robert Englund, Doug Bradley, Kane Hodder, Bill Johnson, Tony Moran. So you got like the four basic foods groups with the slashers. Although I feel like they're missing one scene. No, five, because there he is. Okay. So five. You got, you know, Doug Bradley, which, you know, Pinhead wasn't really a slasher. He's a demon. And so is Freddy Krueger, but he was more of a slasher. What would you say? They're just monsters, right? As far as, like, Hellraiser?
They're the main monsters. But, you know, he was. I mean, he literally tore people apart.
Yeah, but it wasn't the same as, like, stalking babysitters or, you know what I mean? Like,
well, technically.
Well, he did stalk Kirstie.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. All yeah. right. Fair. Texas Chainsaw 2, which was actually like a parody in a sense, done by Toby Hooper. So, and of course, Kane Hodder's awesome. So, you met Tony Moran before. He's super cool. Mm-hmm. Bill Moseley, Danny Hassel, Lisa Wilcox, Andres Jones. So far as the Nightmare Reunion goes, they might get other Nightmare casts. We don't know.
I'm hoping. Yeah, it would be nice to get everybody in.
Then, of course, you had, like you said, Simon Banford, Doug Bradley, Barbie Wilde, Nicholas Vince. And we have Karen Fukuhara from Suicide Squad, which was pretty good. Zoe Bell, Rick the Nature Boy Flair, Friday Only, Caroline Williams, Victoria Price, Vincent Price's daughter, Basil Golgoes, and Sleazy P. Martini, the manager of Gore.
Don Draculich.
That's right. And plus, you know, a whole bunch of authors, including us.
Yes.
Are going to be there. They haven't really announced any authors yet. They'll get to it.
Yeah.
You know, Tattoo Festival. I mean, there's like tons of shit to do.
Yeah.
Plus the after parties. Plus all the costumes, including a new robot. Robot-headed professor or something.
Yeah, something.
Maybe. Something. I don't know.
Dr. Robotica.
There you go.
Yeah.
Couldn't see shit fell down. Good times. Yeah. So last weekend was Saturday the 13th. Jason said close enough. He killed. Mm-hmm. We had Green Jello. If you've never seen Green Jello, it's a sight to behold.
That is an experience. That's not just a show.
It's a fucking experience. That's an experience. That's right.
And that's not even counting when you actually get to be on stage.
No, that's just getting yelled at by a 50-year-old man in his underwear on a chair. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But being on stage with the Puppet Heads, and of course I had, it's the third time I'm in the band now.
Yep.
He said that too out back. Mm-hmm. It was awesome. Ghetto Zombies rocked again.
Yes.
And I was so happy about this because of booking them. I mean, it makes sense that they would open for Green Jelly.
Mm-hmm.
Duh.
Mm-hmm.
Because of their theatrics
right.
and everything. But we had a lot of new faces in there at mm-hmm. the distillery. And, you know, my friend Todd, mm-hmm. TJ Lynch, mm-hmm. horror artist extraordinaire. Look him up on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Was there, and I'm like, dude, you're gonna like this band. And he did.
Yep.
And which is awesome because Jeff, you know, who wasn't really the biggest local guy. I mean, he's friends with a lot of the bands, but he's not the biggest local music guy. But he loves the Ghetto Zombies.
He loves the Ghetto Zombies. He was there for the entire. He was down front for the entire show.
How can he not be? I mean, I was running around, but I've heard it. But it's the Ghetto Zombies. We got an interview with them.
Yes, we did.
Which will air soon.
They are working on a new album.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are. So yeah, new material is coming. They played a couple of their new songs on Saturday, and it was awesome.
Yes.
I have to say that the Stillery is a great place. I have never been there before.
No.
I had never been there before in any of its previous incarnations, and now it's... I know you have. but I loved it. I thought it was awesome. I loved all the different areas, and I loved the furniture and the decorating, and people were really nice, and, you know, it was just a chill, cool vibe.
It was a good time.
Yeah. Nobody act like... like an idiot or a dick, you know. Even the drunks weren't bad, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I really loved it. It was a great place. And that was a great place to see a show.
And I would love to see. And Todd said this: they get Lazarus, who's out of Coco,
mm-hmm.
from Ghoul Tone Records. If we can get Lazarus with the Ghetto Zombies and throw in the Living Deads,
oh my God, that would be the best show ever.
There it is. I mean, short of having the Misfits.
All right,
know.
Symphony, you and Randy need to get your stuff over here, man.
They will come back after
Christmas. I know.
Hey, I want them to rock Europe.
I know they do.
They will. They've been there twice. Maybe they'll be in Bristol.
I don't know.
I do know Green Jelly is going back to the UK.
I know.
So I want Sandy and Liam. I know you're listening because you listened to last week's show.
Yeah.
I want you, or the week before show, I want you to go see Green Jelly. You won't know what to do.
No, they won't. They really won't.
Oh, I think Liam will really enjoy it.
Yeah, I think so too, but I think Sandy needs to prepare herself for that man yelling at you in his underwear.
Sandy will be in the back.
Yeah.
But she likes that era of music.
I'll be back with my gin and tonic. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So anyway, tunes, and then mm-hmm. we'll come back and talk about what else we got going on. Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah, Halloween Horror Nights, and we're going to talk about a couple of
other things,
shows, and some films, and yeah.
All right, sounds good.
Yep.
All right, we'll be back. That was my beer.
Boom. Boom. September 80 was a horrifying time.
the prime time, bitch.
And welcome back to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com.
It's true.
It's all true.
It's true. So we heard from Shadow Windhawk and the Morticians with 1428. Can you guess it's about Nightmare on Elm Street? Who knew? Of course, our good friends over at Jason and the Krugers with Get in the House, Carl, about The Walking Dead. Mm-hmm. Last week, I think we played You're So Cool, Brewster. Because, I don't know, we've been in like in a Fright Night kick lately.
Yeah.
And then we just had Lupin Tooth all the way from the Undead Records over all the way in Europe in a wooden box. So yes. There's that.
And speaking of The Walking Dead, this past Sunday they had the preview show for the season. It was basically a preview episode of The Talking Dead.
Poor Chris Hardwick has to do all their shows.
Yeah, I think he loves it, though. But they were talking about some of the theories and stuff like that. But they also showed a preview for next season. And one of the things they showed was Dwight on Daryl's bike. And he was wearing Daryl's vest. So now everybody's freaking out thinking that they killed Daryl because Dwight has his vest. So I don't know. I still think it's Abraham. That's my thought. That's my theory.
I don't care.
I know you don't care.
It's I'm over it. I mean, I think it'll be fine. We'll see what happens with John Winchester and everything.
Yeah,
but,
you know. But I'm really looking forward to it. I actually would like to watch it on the DVDs when it comes out because apparently they're putting all the F-bombs back in. Like, they did two takes of everything of Negan's speeches every time Negan talks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he just fucking lets loose, man. He just lets loose. And then they say, okay, are you ready for the actual take now? And he's like, yes.
The edited version.
Yeah, so.
Which is pretty bad because they say everything on there but.
Well, they really can't. That one's like the line.
Everything they say but that one. Yeah. Everything but fuck.
Yes. Everything but fuck. Everybody but fuck. Anyway. Yes. So yeah, and also we're not fans, we don't watch it, but Fear of the Walking Dead is starting up its next season on Sunday.
I just have no use for it.
Yeah, we have no interest, but some people like it, so there you go.
That's all right. Everybody has different tastes. You know, that's good. You know, and again, like we talked about Ghostbusters, the original Ghostbusters did not get destroyed when the remake got made. Mm-mm. Or the cartoon or anything else. The same thing can be said about Rocky Horror, okay? But just because someone doesn't like it doesn't mean you have to give someone shit because all in all, this Fox thing that they're doing around Halloween, it looks like shit.
Yeah.
No, I don't care that whoever it is black. I don't care that they're an actual
transgender. Which kind of defeats the purpose.
Right. But all that has nothing to do with it.
Yes.
It just looks like shit. It's as simple as that. Mm-hmm. There is no other explanation. It just looks bad. It looks like a very polished high school production, which it is a production anyway of Rocky Horror, but I don't like it. Yeah. And I'm not going to watch it.
No interest.
So it's not like I'm going to sit there and name off all these reasons or anything like that. So just because I don't like it doesn't mean people should be all like, you know, up someone's ass because they don't like it. Fuck off.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Either you'll watch it or you don't. But people still have the right to say that they don't want to watch it.
Right.
You know, all these fucking Facebook warriors. Mm-hmm. But I don't know issue. I'll go see a lot, you know, it playing on the back wall of some bar and have people doing the shadow cast or whatever. That's fun.
Yeah.
But the new soundtrack is out. I think it was on YouTube and they want people to pre-order it. It just doesn't sound good.
No.
And
no interest.
It's something, you know, again, that's not a good version of the time.
Well, I have a problem with covers a lot of the time. Like, I don't like people's covers. If I like the original song, I usually do not like the cover version of it. I don't care who did it.
From the Misfits did a very good version of double science fiction double feature, yeah. That he did do a good job, I will say that. Out of all the new stuff he put out, which isn't that great to me, especially Friday the 13th, I was like, no. But that I didn't mind as much. But yeah, most of the time,
I'm not a fan of covers.
So yeah. Anyway, that'll be next. We'll talk more about that.
I can give them at least props that it's not a fucking hip hop production.
No, it's Fox, and I still think the Glee version is going to be better than this version. But
yeah.
Anyway, that's that. What else is going on? Halloween Horror Nights, which has a nice edited version of Rocky. They did. They had it for a couple of years. They had like this tribute
Yeah.
And that was pretty good. I mean, they couldn't go full out because, but yeah, mm-hmm. we all know why.
Yeah.
But they did a good job at Universal, mm-hmm. I think. Mm-hmm. So anyway, here, Halloween Horror Nights in Orlando.
We're getting updates.
Yep. We got updates. It's going to be awesome. Let's see here. About Home. I don't know how I got to that. There we go. So American Horror Story was just announced. So they're going to they're going to do all the seasons up until, I guess, this season.
Yeah.
Between the Murder House, the Asylum. What was after that?
Witches. Freak Show.
Freak Show and, of course, the Hotel. Which I liked.
Yeah.
So that'll be cool.
Yes, very excited.
If you're an American Horror Story, which is pretty good.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of 1 and 6.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Didn't really get into the other seasons.
Wait a minute. No, 1 and 5. 6 is the new one.
Yeah. We don't even know what 6 is about.
Well, 6, they're starting to show things. And
is Lady Gaga in 6?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, they're starting to show previews and teasers and things like that. And it seems to be, there's some investigation. It's going to be a ghost theme, I think. And I think it has to do with, like, disappearances and stuff like that, like Roanoke and that kind of stuff. So it looks pretty interesting. I'm hoping it's not going to be all period, though. I'm hoping it's going to be more modern.
I think I also want to say about, as far as season 5 goes, this is my own personal thing. I think the reason why it was so good, besides Lady Gaga, actually did a really great job, and I liked everybody in it, the music.
Yes.
I honestly think that those goth tunes and the 80s stuff was just fucking awesome.
Right. And Sandra would agree.
Yes.
Yeah,
I really
that.
Love the soundtrack.
And the Art Deco Hotel. She loved that, too.
Mm-hmm. It had ghosts, it had vampires, it had all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah.
But it just, the soundtrack was really good.
And a serial killer.
Yeah. It was just really...
It was really well done.
So it's kind of hard to top that, I think.
The first season and this season were the best ones so far.
Yeah. So, there we go.
Yeah.
So that's coming up in September.
Yeah, starting in September.
But Halloween Horror Nights, they're going to have that house now. So go to HalloweenHorrorNights.com, Orlando, if you're going to come to Orlando. If you're in L.A., look it up yourself because I can't help you. I don't live there.
I can't help you.
I got nothing. But I'm excited about
the Halloween
Hell Comes to Haddonfield.
Yeah, we are excited about that. And Krampus. I'm really excited about the Krampus.
Yeah.
The Exorcist. Yeah.
But and when we find out more about Fright Nights, we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
There's nothing yet.
There's nothing yet for us to tell you.
They are doing updates every day, like through Instagram and Facebook Live and videos. So they are getting very out there with the people. So check out Fright Nights Florida, I think. SouthFlorida.com.
Mm-hmm.
Our good buddies over there in West Palm.
Yeah.
So what else we got?
So Stephen King's It is being remade into an actual feature film.
So not a miniseries.
No, it's not a miniseries.
Okay.
It's actually going to be two films.
Jesus Christ, really? Two films?
It's long enough to be two films, yes. I think they're going to do one when they're the kids.
And
one
when
they're grown up, yes. So, they've been showing...
Or just don't do it.
Actually, I don't mind it, although I'm not thrilled with the new costume.
You didn't like it?
For Pennywise, no. No.
I can carry less either way. It was never like... I know what it is. I've seen it. It was on TV a bunch of times. You know, I've seen it. It's cool, but it wasn't my favorite thing.
Well,
I liked fucking Silver Bullet.
I loved the book, and I liked the miniseries. I don't mind that they're making a film out of it, because it really needed to be a film the first time.
Yeah.
Because the miniseries, because it was on television, and the time period that it was on television, they couldn't do most of the things that really would have made it perfect.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I'm actually looking forward to it being on the big screen, and I don't mind the guy that's playing Pennywise. He's good, and his makeup is good. I don't like the outfit. The outfit looks like an old Victorian clown, which I can understand because Pennywise is much older, but part of the reason why Tim Curry was so scary, aside from that fucking Tim Curry, was the fact that he was wearing more of a 40s and 50s Bozo the Clown.
Yeah.
You know, a traditional
yeah.
circus clown.
Yeah. Well, like I said, we'll you know, and a lot of people online are bitching and moaning, you know, comparing everything to Tim Curry, which is understandable.
Mm-hmm.
But just, you know, give it a shot.
Yeah. I'm not, like I said, I don't mind the guy that they have playing him. He seems like he's going to be good.
Right.
And he looks good with the makeup on. Again, I just don't like the outfit that much. I don't like the, you know, the collar and all that stuff. But anyway, speaking of remakes and things, Friday the 13th, the show that was supposed to be on CW, they have pulled the plug on that.
Which sucks because no chance of a Supernatural crossover.
Wow.
Which would have been nice.
If they still could have the rights to it enough
they
to do a
they
show.
They do have the WB and they own New Line. But here's my suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said Stars or one of those channels. That's cool.
Uh-huh.
Say fucking put it on Netflix.
Yeah.
Then it's unedited. It's uncensored.
Right.
Go to fucking, you know, town.
Yeah.
And make your fucking movie show. I think you can do it. It's on a CW, you can be dark. Supernaturals can be dark, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know if it'd be completely what it needs to be for Final Girls worked for what it was, but
mm-hmm.
yeah, I don't. I think go to Netflix or HBO or some shit, something like that. And I think you'd be all right. I'm not too broken up because they really didn't know what the fuck. It was
mm-hmm.
all over the place. Anyway, we got the game coming, so
yeah,
I'm excited for that.
Yes.
Let's play some more tunes, and mm-hmm. we'll come back and finish up our glad handing show here, trying to get you to buy stuff like Nicole's book and my shitty artwork. You got a robot suit. No, I don't. I have a robot
No, you don't. You have a robot head.
I know. More movies. This is this Friday.
So we're going to be tomorrow. Talking about Jaws 2.
Yes. And why...
A little bit.
Why I thought that would be better than putting Jaws 1. Okay. And the write-up is on the website.
Yes, it is.
UndergroundHorrorRadioBlogspot.com. Check.
Your face is momentary. You hide your mood.
welcome back to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com. .com.
Correct.
Yes. So, yeah, I'm glad he puts his two cents in there every now and then.
Why am I even here?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Why are you here?
Because I can tell you who played their music there. So we had a Take Warning at their cover of the Misfits' Hybrid Moments. Cadaver Club with Vampires Ain't What They Used to Be, all the way from Ireland, my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And all the way from Texas there, we got the Beat Dolls with Demons Inside Me.
Woohoo! So,
yes. Throwback to Not For Air.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, very awesome. So Friday night. Not any shows going on, like any bands I know playing, but we do have Morbid Movies down in Movies of Lake Worth.
Yes, we're very excited.
With Jaws 2,
mm-hmm.
Which I picked. They listened.
Yes.
Which is awesome. And there's a picture there, that comic. Actually, I have that comic right over there.
Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I was super stoked about this. And, you know, people might be wondering, well, why not Jaws? Well, I agree. Jaws is my all-time favorite movie of all time, of every category.
Ever.
Including romance.
Ever.
Yeah. And we saw that last year in the big screen, and they just showed it over here at the River local water park thing. I didn't go, but that was cool. So, as awesome as Jaws is, it is a huge, phenomenal summer, the first summer blockbuster. It is the film. It's like Star Wars. It's this huge thing. So it's not really a cult movie. It's popular. Everybody likes Jaws. It's not like this hidden away thing.
Uh-huh.
But it's also not so fucking bad that it's laughable and you want to make fun of it, like Jaws 4 or 3. 3 is cool, but it just wouldn't look good on the screen without the 3D glasses, and that's hard to do. So Jaws 2 is a suitable cult choice. It was more of a dead teenager movie. It was good, not as good as the first one, but certainly not as terrible as Jaws Revenge. And it still has Roy Scheider, but the plot's a little bit different. You know, it's not, as I call it, out in the open shark, where everybody knows the shark's fucking there. The mayor's just denying it and being an asshole. And then when they catch one, it's like, oh, well, okay, we caught the shark. Even though Brody and Hooper are like, no. So this one's a lot different. It's more of, the shark's killing people, but there's really no evidence of it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Brody has a gut feeling when something bad happens with the boat. And then now nobody really believes him.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit different and involves now his son, who's a teenager, and all his friends and that cast of that 70s show sailing. And I think I think one of the Beatles was there, too. I think it was Paul or one of them. So it looked like the fucking Beatles. Napoleon Dynamite's in the movie, too. So anyway, it's an awesome flick.
Poor Timmy.
Yeah. He looks just like fucking Napoleon Dynamite. I'm like, God.
Yeah, but that girl wants to go with him on his boat.
Yeah, that didn't last long. So anyway, it turns into a goat fuck. So I like Jaws 2. I'm excited to see it on the big screen. I'm glad Morbid Movies is doing that.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to give away the list, as we said last week, but the rest of the year is looking fucking phenomenal as far as cult movies go.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, all those who were like, man, I wish, you know, because El Rey is awesome, don't get me wrong, but I wish we had these on the big screen. Well, here's your chance.
Mm-hmm.
$10, which is how much you'd pay for a fucking movie ticket anyway,
mm-hmm.
which is outrageous.
Yeah.
To see a one-night showing of a horror classic.
Late on a Friday night.
Late on a Friday night.
In a very cool little theater.
In a very nice little theater, yes.
Yes.
And then afterwards, you know, go party or something down in Lake Worth, or go down to over at downtown Lake Worth, or fuck, go to
Clematis
or whatever.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, very good stuff.
Yes.
So that's happening this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So please go and have fun.
And next weekend is going to be the premiere of Don't Breathe.
Yes.
Which looks really good, and they actually have the Red Band trailer on Dread Central. So if
yes.
you want to go check it out, it's really awesome. I was really blown away by how much more and how scary it is.
Well, the regular trailer is pretty hardcore.
It is, but the Red Band trailer is even
worse.
More. Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's good. It doesn't really give anything away, I hope.
No, not really. But, you know, now you're not even sure if it's just him or if it's the girl that's in there, too. Or,
all right.
You know, it's just there's a lot more questions than answers. So that was awesome.
And it stars Jane Levy.
Yep.
And what's his
Stephen
name?
Lang.
Stephen Lang is the blind dude. And it's another movie by Freddy Alvarez,
mm-hmm.
who did 2013's Evil Dead,
mm-hmm.
which we love.
Yes.
So I have a feeling this will be a good movie.
Yes.
Lights Out was surprisingly good as well. So
mm-hmm. If you haven't seen it, go see it.
No. Also, if you're into really fucked up things, go see Sausage Party. Yeah, god damn.
Not a horror movie.
No, it might as well fucking
but horrendous.
Be it might as well be a fucking horror movie with some of the shit that went on in that movie.
Yeah.
I think me and Irish Jeff will do a commentary on it. A review.
Alrighty.
Although he doesn't want to give anything away. He's being stingy, but I kind of want to, but yeah. I won't. So that's what's going on this week and the next week. What else is going on?
Not too much.
No?
No.
TV shows aren't back yet. It's still summer. It's
still
coming.
Summer. It's coming.
iZombie will be back. Originals, the last season of The Vampire Diaries.
Teen Wolf.
Teen Wolf is over, too. Last season of Teen Wolf.
Uh-huh.
Scream was on over summer, but I can give a shit about that.
Yeah. And, the new Scream Queens is filming. There's a bunch of stuff.
I'm excited for
right
a new
now.
Scream Queens. I loved last
season. The new Supernatural's filming now. They went back to work. Yep. And yeah, so I'm excited. Oh, and now, of course, I have to say this. All right. So, Vampire Diaries, right? They finally decided that this is going to be the last season.
Yeah.
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 So, guess who they're talking about now getting her comeback?
Oh, God. Nina?
Yeah.
She's going to come back?
Well, yeah. Because how else are they going to end the show?
She's asleep. That's it.
She's only asleep. She's not dead.
Kill her.
I think the Winchesters need to come in and just take care of all that shit.
Yeah, or team up with them. But why? I mean, like...
Because that's how it started. It's going to end the way
I know,
it started.
But I thought she bailed out anyway.
No, they're going to get her to come back. I'm pretty sure they're already talking about it.
Oh, God.
They're not going to be able to keep that shit under wraps if that's what they decide to do. Because if she's seen on the screen, I mean, on the set...
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Come on.
Well, that and... I think she went to go do movies, right? She did one movie I've seen her in since then, which was The Final Girls.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, she did movies for Vampire Diaries. She was in this really bad werewolf movie with Kevin Sorbo that was on Sci-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't made by Sci-Fi. Oh, yeah, last couple weeks ago there was Sharknado. I missed it. Anyway, it's cool, but if you don't watch the first part of it, I'm not going to.
Lavalantua.
No, I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't need that.
Yeah.
I like sci-fi, but no.
Yeah. Now it's just getting ridiculous.
It's been ridiculous. Damn, what else is going on? Yeah, so that might be interesting with her, but...
No, it's not going to be interesting. In fact, it's just pissing me off.
Yeah, you get pissed off easily, though.
I do.
Yeah.
Because I don't like stupid.
No. And, the stores are having more Halloween stuff.
Yeah!
We have seen some stuff at Michael's. Mm-hmm. Now, the regular stores haven't put anything out yet.
No, because school just started up this week.
Yeah, thank God. So, they'll do the back-to-school stuff.
Yeah, stay away from the store, this week and next week, and then you'll be good.
Just stay the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
Oh,
and don't take your kids to Sea Sausage Party. Jesus fucking Christ. People are fucking posting about that shit. People took their kids to the... like Deadpool. People took their kids to fucking Deadpool. Why would you do that?
There's like a sign outside of where me and Jeff got our tickets inside that was like, you know, this is for adults. Like, don't do it.
It's not an animated film for children.
They said that from the get-go. I think the only time they fucked up was they somehow got played during the previews for Dory, I think, or something. It got played.
Yeah, there was something. It got
and I'm
previewed.
Like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. It's like, just because it's an animated film doesn't mean it's for the kiddies.
Oh, no.
No.
Hey, no. Uh-uh. No. Mm-mm. I don't know if it's even for somebody in their 30s.
Yeah, I'm not even sure the adults should be watching it. But anyway.
Yeah, it was.
Anyway, just, you know, don't.
A chance to be unseen.
Yeah, most of us, though, we are, you know, smart enough to know better, but just in case.
Yeah. You know, what else to do? Check out Scream For Me, Inc. if you want some patches and stuff made.
Mm-hmm.
If you're into, like, punk rock and, like, having patches.
Mm-hmm. Come to Morbid Movies.
Come to Morbid
Movies.
We'll
be there tomorrow night.
Check out Fright Nights. Check out Spooky Empire if you're in Florida and you like horror conventions. I know I do.
Come see us. Come say hi.
Yeah. And what else? Tune into Charbriel and El Bandito's Power Hour Love, especially if you like Nintendo stuff like that. I think they got a message from Stan Lee, so that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of other neat things here on Podunk Radio. And that's really
that's
it this week. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to play some tunes. And
next week, you know, we'll tell you how more... We know how it went. It's going to go awesome.
It's going to be awesome.
It's
a given.
What
are
we talking about?
Yeah, but we'll also... We're going to go see Don't Breathe next week. So,
yeah, but we'll end up doing a show before that. You're like, oh yeah. Maybe. I'm waiting for September, goddammit.
I know, right?
We're waiting for September. Oh, yeah. Ash vs. Evil Dead comes back.
Yes. That's exciting.
Oh, I'm so...
Apparently, it's like it's going to have like the goriest kill ever on television.
That's
ever.
Awesome. Well, yes. I'm telling you this. I may not have stars, but I'm getting that fucking app.
Yeah.
Watch it. Yeah, yeah. I mean, fuck it.
I know.
And we get the fucking DVD or Blu-ray when it comes out, too. Yes. Just because it's awesome. Put it with the rest of the Evil Dead collection.
Right.
Anyway, that's it. We're out. Here's another tune. Bye.
Bye.
Have a good night.
Down the back, this pain, so ordinary, can never get enough. You think that I'm made of blood and it's so swallow hard, keep your mouth shut. You've got just one instinct to follow, to claw and scratch and murder all the way. For them, there will be no tomorrow. Everything they know, it's all been killed away. Whoa. Tell so sweetly, can never have enough. No life, just dark and soulless creatures, hungry for blood and guts. You've got just one instinct to follow, to claw and scratch and murder all the way. For them, there will be no tomorrow. Everything they know, it's all been killed away. Whoa.
You're listening to Podunk Radio.